It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Success be permanent? Can it be lasting? Every wealthy entrepreneur that I've interviewed over the last 20 years has told me that to be successful, you must fail and fail and fail again and again. They also made a point to let me know that if you don't make courage your partner, then you're probably not going to be the guy that's going to succeed, at least as an entrepreneur, but probably in all the other areas of life. So, and it's not about being brave and taking uncalculated risks. It's about being thoughtful, understanding, and taking risks that are well thought out. And when you do that time and time again, is what I found. It comes out better and better time and time again. Hi, I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Fail Forward and Become Unstoppable. And I want to dedicate this show to all you courageous trailblazers out there who are making a difference in the world by your courageous actions. I have one in studio that we're going to talk to in our second segment here. So why are so many successful entrepreneurs, why do they embrace failure? I always ask that. Well, I'm going to tell you that. Because failure teaches us our greatest lessons. I had a client that showed up in my life about 2 years ago, and it really changed the way that I looked at failure. His name is Alan Robinson, and Alan was the, and still is, he's a stuntman in Hollywood. He is has been Tom Hanks' double in several movies. In fact, the last one he was a double in was Sully. And so he's doing the stunts. And I asked Alan, I said, you know, you must do some pretty crazy things that there's a lot of fear involved. And he said, yeah, absolutely. I do some things that scare the crap out of me. I said, well, how do you manage? How do you mitigate the fear? And he said, well, here's what, picture this, he says. I go up in a hot air balloon and they take me up a couple thousand feet. Then they tell me jump out of the hot air balloon on a bungee cord. So I jump out of the hot air balloon on a bungee cord, right? As the bungee cord starts to come back up, I snap the bungee cord, and then I free fall, all right? Free fall down to the ground, and then at the last moment, I pull my chute, and I land safely. He says, in each one of those steps, from going up in the balloon to jumping out of the balloon to cutting the cord to pulling the rip cord for the chute to open to landing on the ground, he says, got fear in everywhere. So he says, I use fear in each one of those steps. I look at my fears and I use that to design the stunt. And as soon as I'm not fearful, that's when I perform the stunt. And I thought, wow, that is just freaking, that's brilliant. And I actually started applying that in my coaching practice and in my own life since that time. It's like, well, okay, what do I feel fearful about? And I start to ask myself that question instead of dodging it. I think a lot of us are trying to either overcome it by being this fake courageous person. We're scared to death. I think of people that go on stage to speak the first time. I remember myself, right? I'd go up there and I'd shake and shake, rattle, and roll on stage, right? But, you know, I was trying to force it. I wasn't really in tune with it. And so this is really a place where we self-reflect and we tune into those fears that we might have. So today, I'd like you to self-reflect on a couple thoughts, okay? Because, you know, I'm not just talking about fear to hear myself talk. This show is all about you. This is an engagement show. It's not so much we don't entertain here as much as we like to engage our audiences so that you actually take your life and you kind of reflect on this and look at areas that you might want to improve. So I have two questions to ask you. First one is simple. What area of your life needs improvement? Okay, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your fitness, you're not out working out, maybe it's how you're eating, maybe it's how you're not sleeping, maybe it's how you're stressed out all day, maybe you're in the wrong position, maybe you've got a relationship challenge, maybe you have all the above. Some people have all of them. I know that when I started on this path, that would probably be me. So I want you to just ask, what area needs some work, okay? And then I want to ask you this. If you really stepped into your fears and you said, well, okay, what am I afraid of in moving forward with this challenge I'm having? What is that? What am I afraid of? Get in touch with it. Write it out on a piece of paper. Some of you are driving right now. You obviously, I don't want you to start taking out your iPhones and trying to write this out. But you can go back and listen to the show. All of our shows are on voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us, or you can just tell Siri, Alexa, or Cortana to play Voices of Courage podcast. So you will be able to connect with this. So just know. Okay, so I'm going to ask you those questions again. What areas of your business or your life need some work? And if you really stepped into the fear of it, what would that be? Okay, so once you get that, right, if you're with me, then I want to remind you of this, is that most challenges that we have, let's call them chronic challenges, right? Those ones that show up time and time and time again, we go, oh God, here it is again. You know, I've got... Yeah, they used to show up with me in relationship before I met my wife, Judy. I'd meet women that, they look great on the outside. They look like Ferraris, you know. I just want to take it for a spin, right? But, you know, on the inside, it's like the engine was falling apart, right? They hadn't changed the oil in years, you know, and I'd walk into their home, there's clutter everywhere. They're yelling at their kids. I thought, man, you're probably going to be yelling at me soon. Anyway, so I needed to really get in touch with my fears of really stepping into a great relationship, okay? So I want to remind you that, you know, most of the difficult tasks, though, we don't overcome them in one big burst of energy, but by daily consistent efforts each day to move past whatever that big challenge is. So maybe you're having a challenge in finance, right? You know, it's like, wow, what am I going to do? I'm in debt. I've got, I don't have enough cash flow flowing in the bank. What am I going to do? Well, you know, there's, first of all, get in touch with your fears. What are you afraid of? You know, what are you afraid of, right? Because listen, if you don't get in tune with what's driving this behavior, and a lot of times fears do drive our behaviors, then you're probably not going to change, right? You can't change what you can't acknowledge. So we got to go, let's acknowledge what's stopping us, what we're afraid of, and also acknowledge what we're going to do. All right. So I'm going to give you real quick, okay? So I only got 2 minutes in this segment left. I'm going to give you real quick some steps that you can do to follow so that you can really take your life to a bigger place. All right? So easy step. Step one. Set your intention to follow up, okay, in your life. Set your intentions to follow up with finding what's fearful, okay? But also, I want you to think about bringing goodness and love and joy and laughter into whatever this big challenge is that you have, right? Most people think it's so serious. Man, I can't be that way. I've got to be serious about this. Well, you know what? If you're little levity never hurts anybody if you're overcoming a big challenge, okay? Number two, I want you to step outside your comfort zone. So whatever you've been doing, right, stop doing it and start doing one step differently. Think about what that one step could be, okay? Step three, I'd like you to step into a place that we call all possibilities. A lot of times we have black and white thinking. It's this way or that way. So if you're in that black and white place, you're probably not going to solve the challenge. So the way that I'd like to coach people in doing that is to come up with 10 ideas, 10 ways that you could overcome this challenge, okay? Step four is embrace change, even if that change appears to be negative. So you might be I've had people on the show constantly that have had businesses that just weren't working. And they needed to acknowledge it. They needed to stop it. I've been there myself. I let go of several businesses that, man, you know what? The passion's not there. The money's not there. But I keep, like, trying to make this thing work. It's like, well, why do I do those things? Okay. I don't do those things anymore, but I tell you what, a lot of us get stuck in that pattern. And next step is practice accepting uncertainty, right? Uncertainty is the source of many fears. Next one is challenge yourself daily to do something that you've never done before. Do that for the next 7 days. Well, how cool would that be? Something you've never done before for the next 7 days. That'll take you outside your comfort zone. And then count. How many failures can you overcome this week? How cool would that be? All right, listen. Coming up in my next segment, I have the master of change. He is going to teach us how to really move past any challenges. Listen, this guy's worked with Warren Buffett. He's worked with some of the top authors, speakers, trainers in the world. This guy knows how to make change. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes.
Doing whatever it takes. That's what this show is all about today. The show is called The Courage to Fail Forward and Become Unstoppable. I want to let you know, I'm so blessed to have our sponsor. We're brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship group for purpose-driven, soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. And they allow guys to come in now and then. So that's kind of cool. I show up now and then with a handful of guys. So that's kind of, we sit at the back of the room and the women laugh at us. But no, I'm just kidding. But we support the women. Okay, listen, I want to thank you all, my listeners, for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, we're a new type of radio. We're called Experience Radio, where we encourage our audience to engage with us in growing their businesses and life. And you can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. And be sure to subscribe to get our weekly reports and strategies and a few gifts here and there. In fact, I'll bet you my next guest might have something for you. Listen, I am so excited because in studio, I have a business lifestyle consultant, best-selling author, Steve Rogers. And his career spans being a CEO of a real estate firm generating $25 billion in annual sales, managing a team of 4,600 agents, starting and running his own successful real estate company. And one of Steve's career highlights was meeting and working with Warren Buffett for many years. Steve is here in the San Diego area. He's got his wife and children and grandchildren, and he's committed to a vegan lifestyle for about a year now. I bet it's been longer than that. I'm reading an old bio here. Yeah, it's probably 3-4 years. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ken. It's a pleasure to be here.
My goodness. Hey, man. I'm so excited to have you here because, you know, you've really been out there and making a difference. On the circuit, you've been speaking to a lot of people. You've been empowering people. How'd you get started in this whole deal?
You know, through mentors. Many times we talk about, I guess I'll be close here. I'm in the studio. I got to have good voice, right? You know, probably through a lot of mentors. You know, you had John Asaroff on the show last week, which was great. John was one of my mentors. But when I was at Prudential, I used to have a lot of speakers come in, and I used to have a lot of leaders come in, and I used to have a lot of people come in and inspire our audiences, and I got to meet them, and I got to meet Brian Tracy and Marshall Goldsmith, and I thought, wow, I really love to watch these men and women on stage inspiring others to greatness, and I started speaking with them to my company and to my audiences, and I realized I was pretty good on stage, actually. So when I decided to become a consultant and author, that was a natural progression to go in and become a speaker.
Wow, that's great. All right, listen, I'm sitting here in studio. I'm looking at your book here. It's called From Lead to Gold. You got a picture of a pencil and a gold pen on the cover, which is beautiful. And it's an entrepreneur's guide through transition, transformation, and evolution. I take it that this book has a lot of formulas in it or strategies or maybe just stories on how to overcome difficult failures in your life.
Yes, I have found that most people are more intrigued by your crash and burn stories or your brick upside the head stories sometimes than they are your successes that sometimes sound braggadocious. So the book Lead to Gold was from my heart and soul. My company's name is Alchemy Advisors, helping people transition, transform, and evolve to their highest good in life and business, which I know is exactly what you're doing with your show. And so when I decided to write the book, I thought, wow, Lead to Gold will be a great title. And it does talk about how I transitioned from corporate America to an entrepreneur. It talked about how I transitioned from an unhealthy lifestyle to a more healthy lifestyle. And how do you overcome over these obstacles and fears in your life, as you were talking about in the first segment, fears that were holding me back, even though I was climbing successful ladders. I had other issues in my life that weren't working. So Lead to Gold says, what's the formula to make that happen?
You know, I, at one point in my career, this is 20 plus years ago, I started from scratch and ran a securities organization. We built it up to $200 million in the second year, right?
Wow. Yeah.
But, you know, I got to the top of that organization and I looked around and the friends that I was hanging with were less than admirable. I was estranged from my wife and my children. A lot of things, I just, you know, work, you know, and, you know, it's not the lifestyle I live today by any means. But I was kind of reading about you, and I know you've gone through some similar, like, dips, right? So if somebody's listening to the show and they're in that place where they know that things aren't working right for them, right? What's your best advice to them?
You know, we all have ebbs and flows in our life, and we all have peaks and valleys. And yes, I was climbing the corporate ladder and was having great success, more titles, more money, more prestige. Right. But I was drinking way too much. I was eating like a pig, quite frankly. And my relationships were definitely challenged. And I realized, I kept thinking, my motto was, I work hard, I play hard. I work hard, I play hard. Until the universe said, hey, Steve, you're not listening. So they gave me a big brick upside the head. And yeah. God in the universe said, smack, snap out of it. And you either have to choose to do something with that brick upside the head, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a problem in a relationship that's something you can overlook. Yeah. And so then you go, do I do something about it or do I not? And so that was a time that I decided to get some even more intense counseling, coaching, and support to help me stay even more focused on my path of life.
But you know, you're kind of different, I think. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are out there that are challenged. Maybe they have a really high threshold of pain. And, you know, they're just like, you know, they seem to stay in this. Some people call it their comfort zone. I call it their uncomfortable zone. They're willing to stay in the uncomfortable zone for long periods of time and not make changes. You were able to change. What's the difference?
You know, I guess my belief in higher power and higher purpose. Mm-hmm. Since I was a young kid, I've always believed that we are all here for a reason and that we have a responsibility to our life, to our creator, to the universe, to people, to find out exactly what that is. And when we're not doing that, we are either diminishing our light or we're growing it. And when I don't grow my light or when I don't grow my purpose, I feel a hole in my soul. Mm-hmm. And when I start feeling bigger holes in my soul, I know that things are not working. So I guess the difference is I had a yearning for it and I sought help to help me get ways to do things I didn't know how to do.
Okay, so the hole in your soul, you mean you were disconnected from your soul is what I'm hearing you say. And when how does somebody know they're disconnected from their soul, their spirit?
I think people know in a way of a sense of sadness, a sense of unhappiness, a sense of not feeling worthy, a sense of not feeling on purpose, a sense of, is this all there is? And when people get to those paths, when they think they have that relationship or that car or that house or that job, and they get there and they're like, oh man. And then there's a sense of letdown, and that letdown continues to happen. It's typically when we're looking for things outside of ourselves versus inside of ourselves. And so for me, by no means is anyone harmonious and happy every day of every single day of the week. But if you realize that's all part of the process and you embrace the dark and the light and you realize that's all encompassed and you find joy in both of those things, that's when I personally started being able to shift and change.
So, okay, so I just heard finding joy in the darkness.
Yes.
That's tough to do, man.
Yes.
That's tough to do. How do you find joy when, let's say, your business is closing, you're getting a divorce, your children don't want to talk to you anymore, you got a health challenge, right? Where do you find the light there?
Yeah. The way I find the light there is anytime there's the deepest, darkest despair, I realize that's where God or the universe has challenged me to do the deepest work, because on the other side of that is a much bigger gift. And I realize I can't get one without going through the other. So to me, darkness and despair is the doorway to more gift and greatness. And anytime I've had enough courage to go through that dark door and to take it all on, whether it was financial hardship, whether it was almost dying, whether it was overcoming alcohol, whether it was getting fired from a career that I'd worked on for 15 years, I had to dig deep into that and realize that there was joy in realizing that I could do something about that. And that's where the joy came from, that I had a choice. So to me, joy or happiness is having a choice every day of your life, regardless of good, bad, or indifferent.
That's great, Steve. I'm speaking to Stephen D. Rogers. He's got a book out called From Lead to Gold. And when we come back in our next segment, I'm going to be talking to Steve about what he learned from Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world. He worked with him for many, many years. But I did want to say this. You can go to thealchemyadvisors.com. And you'll find Steve's book, a lot more about Steve on there, Alchemy, thealchemyadvisors.com. We'll be right back, and we'll find out about Warren Buffett when we get back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it takes.
As a business owner, your online presence is more important than ever. People will look up to your online business and look you up before they pick up the phone. That's why the right image of yourself and branding of your business is vital. I've come across who I believe the best photographer in the San Diego area. Her name is Ann Landstrom, and her company is annphotography.com. That's annphotography.com. I recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that will bring out the best in you and your business. And that's annphotography.com at 760-703-9365. Also, I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. I appreciate your feedback on the show. Thank you for all the thumbs ups and likes on Facebook, all of you that are Facebook Live right now. And I want to let everybody know that you can become a subscriber to the show and get all of our updates, our gifts, our strategies at voicesofcourage.us. All right, we are back to an exciting show. I love this show. It's called The Courage to Fail Forward and Become Unstoppable. Right now I have in studio with me Steve Rogers. Steve has written an amazing book called From Lead to Gold, and we're talking about some of the principles in that book. And what I wanted to jump into, Steve, is you worked with Warren Buffett for a while. Man, that had to be an amazing experience. What'd you learn?
Well, he's definitely a figure of our lifetime that people are – he's an anomaly. I mean, to meet Warren Buffett was a highlight of my career. I did not work with Warren Buffett every day, but I worked in a company that he owned for 7 years of the 15 years I was there. Met him on numerous occasions in business meetings, in one-on-one conversations, in conferences, at the Berkshire Hathaway shareholder conferences. So I was able to see Warren in a room of – a small room like this, talking with our leaders, and to see him on a stage in front of 20,000 people at a Berkshire Hathaway shareholders conference talking about the world issues at hand. So it was inspiring. It was a thing that I observed with him. He's so comfortable in who he is and who he is not. When you meet Warren, he is so unassuming, but so brilliant. But he is very, he actually, when you meet him, he looks like somebody's grandpa in a bad JCPenney suit.
I was looking at your picture. I was looking at the picture that you had here with you and Warren. And I was.
Does he look like somebody's grandpa just in a bad Sears or JCPenney suit?
At the first, I didn't recognize Warren. I was thinking exactly that. Yeah. I wonder who the grandpa is with Steve.
Then you meet him like that, and he'll talk to you about Cherry Cokes, baseball, Omaha Steaks, stock market, Social Security, what's happening in China in the blink of an eye. So what I learned from Warren is to do what you do well and stay focused on that and be an expert in something and stay focused on that. And then to make sure that you study your craft diligently. I mean, as he does transactions, he will look at thousands of transactions to buy before he buys companies. So he'll say pass. Pass, pass. If it doesn't fit exactly within his mindset, within his model, within his culture, and within his business model. So what I learned from that is not everybody is for you. Not everybody in life is for you. Not everyone in life is for your business. But if you know who you are and who you are not, and what is in alignment with your values, you can massively grow people, businesses, or organizations. And that was one of the many things I learned from him. It was definitely a highlight for sure.
That's amazing. Well, you know, working in that corporate environment, I'm sure there were a lot of failing forward and a lot of transitions that you went through. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, there's a lot of my listeners are working in corporations right now, and they're going through challenging times.
Yes.
What advice do you have for them?
You know, it was really interesting to be part of that, because when I started with the company, I was with Prudential for 15 years. For 15 of that, 7, we were not part of Berkshire Hathaway. The next 7 or 8, we were. So we went from being a very strong local entrepreneurial successful company to becoming part of a big, huge corporate enterprise. Sarbanes-Oxley, corporate regulations, many layers of approvals. And there was a lot of politics in that. And we have a lot of politics happening in our world right now, just in general government politics. But anybody that works in a corporation, when it gets to any significant size, knows there are politics, there are personalities, and there are unfortunate games that need to be played, not need to be played, but that are played. And I realized that I called it adult musical chairs. And especially when things get tough, it's like, you know, when there's enough chairs and the kids are going around in a circle, everyone's getting along well. When it gets ugly or things get down or there's changes in the company and a few chairs start getting pulled out, people elbow you and they'll knock you to the ground and they'll undermine you. And that really starts challenging your psyche in accepting human beings, in if you have spiritual practice, and starting to and keep your position and climb the ladder. So it's a very interesting dynamic to play with.
You know, a lot of corporate environments that I've been in, you know, we're taught to be critical thinkers, but unfortunately, sometimes that flows over into the people business, right? So now we start looking critically at our employees or our friends, our teammates, right? We're trying to find out what's wrong with them instead of what's right with them.
Exactly.
Have you come across that?
It is. I mean, I think most companies have good intention to do a good product, a good service, serve the consumer, have great benefits for their people, let people grow in their company. But unfortunately, the way we realize is there is no perfect human being. There's no perfect family. There's no perfect couple. And since companies are made up of people, and when there's a lot of them, there can be a lot of dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So when I got behind the doors of Prudential, or I got behind the doors, we were affiliated with Wells Fargo, or I got behind Berkshire Hathaway or Home Services, I kept thinking they were going to have all the answers and they were going to have this completely figured out. And many times they were as dysfunctional in their companies or their organizations or empowering people as the next smaller company or people might have been. And that just tells me to remind me there's no perfect world, but we have have to do our best within the environment in which we exist at that time and rise to the occasion to take the high road and find ways to take the high road and stay with your core values and still find a path to excel in your business. And that is a definite alchemy of the formula that I talk about. How do you take that formula and actually make that work?
You know, in this employment environment right now, there's very few unemployed. You know, the job market's tight. There's very few people that are unemployed. And, you know, so what happens when you're in an environment where you've got somebody, let's say, that is your supervisor, and you're not happy with the way that this person treats you or shows up? And they're not abusive, but they're just maybe over-controlling or overbearing. And, you know, how do you deal with that if you're in a team environment in a corporation?
Yeah, I'm a very transparent, confrontationally positive-oriented person. So when I had that going over the years, I made sure that even this was my boss or my supervisor, I would request a meeting with them. I would have written out a very detailed scenario about what was working in our department, what was working in my relationship, and how I could perform better if I had a different environment. And I would go sit down with my supervisor and say, I'm looking for your advice. I'm looking for your guidance, and I'm looking for your direction. Here's some of the challenges that I'm having. The way your leadership is showing up with me and or my department, here's some of the challenges that I'm having. So I actually would go sit down with him or her and be very transparent and confront the situation to say, I'm not performing at my highest level, or I'm not as happy and joyful performing, even though I'm hitting my numbers. Can you help me work through this? And I'm bold enough to say in the most articulate way, you're part of the challenge that I'm having that I'm not communicating with you effectively. How can I do better with that? So instead of putting it off on them, you open up the conversation with how can you have them lead you better?
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. And you know, one of the challenges I think in you know doing that is it takes courage to do that. Step up.
That's right.
And you know, and
talk. Which is why most people don't.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But you know, the question I always ask is like, if you were courageous, what would you do today?
Yes, right.
What would you do today?
Right.
Right. You know, in work environments, sometimes when you go to a supervisor, you go to somebody like that that has. You know, your job's kind of on the line because they have the hiring and firing power, right? And then, you know, you're a little afraid to go to them. But what happens is, let's say you do go to them and they give you a poor work evaluation, because I think a lot of people are afraid of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do people overcome that? Right?
Well, I think as you said earlier, in this environment where the work the unemployment is so low, there's a lot of opportunities out there. So there also has to be this point that you have to realize what your trade-off is. And if you're not happy in your environment, it's not going to change. You may also have to have a risk that there may be another path for you. There may be another company. And it's not that you're going to go in and do threatening, like if you don't give me what I want or you don't treat me better, I'm going to go to another company. But in this environment, there is a lot of other opportunities in the world. And many of our workers now are millennials. And millennials are no longer just looking for, they're going to honor you because you're the boss and because they get the paycheck. Millennials are wanting a lifestyle. They're wanting to have higher purpose. They're wanting to have higher meaning. And I think you've got to focus on that purpose.
That sounds great. Okay, listen, when we come back, I want to talk to you, Steve, about, and you just touched on it, how do we really get what we want out of life? All right, I'm talking with Steve Rogers. His book is From Lead to Gold, and he's putting the gold in it today. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whip, whip, pull me like a racehorse, pull me like a
Well, I want to let you know this show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. All right, the show today, we're talking about the courage to fail forward and become unstoppable. My guest in studio is Stephen Rogers. He's written an amazing book, From Lead to Gold. And just going to ask you, Steve, how do you get a life that you really want? I mean, whether you're in the corporate world, the entrepreneur world, or your housewife sitting at home listening to this, how do you get the life you really want?
Yeah, and to me, it's you were saying earlier in your first segment about riding through some of your fears and doing things you haven't done in a while. I, every year for 25 to 30 years, have created a life and a business plan. I had to do business plans within my company. So anybody that's listening that has done a business plan for an entrepreneurial startup, for your department or your company, we are kind of used to doing budgets and business plans in business. But many people do not have a life plan. So every year for the last 30 years, my wife and I have created, what are we looking for mentally, physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, in our family, in our connection to the universe? And I have a written plan what I want my life to be. And so if you have it written out and then you chunk that in into goals and timelines, and then you search and realize, wow, what do I really want? What do I want in my work environment? What kind of relationship do I want in my romance? What do I consider financially successful? What do I consider health-wise? And if you know what that is and it's written down and you have someone help you stay accountable to that and you have an action plan to get it, you can create the life you want. There is no question. It's not always going to be perfect, but it will be purposeful. So I'm not looking for perfect. I'm looking for purpose and growth. And as Napoleon Hill says in Think and Grow Rich, success is the continued realization of a worthy goal. Mm. And your life is as worthy as it's ever going to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know I have a lot of audience that listens, and they're not writing down their plans. They're not, you know, they've got beliefs that if you want to see God laugh, put a plan together, right? So they got things like that in their head, and you know, it's driven your life.
It's absolutely driven
my life. It's driven my life, by the way.
Agreed.
In that exact way.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big believer in the book Think and Grow Rich, and that talks a lot about writing down your goals. But there's something about the action and the power of writing something down on paper and putting it out to the universe and sharing it with another and making it in chunk time. So it's the power of thought, the power of word, the power of action, and the power of deed. And deed and action are taking the action to actually get it out of your head and say, oh, I know what I want in my head, but that's not enough. You have to materialize it.
Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, one of the things I did years ago is I wrote out my what do they call that when somebody speaks at your memorial service, right?
Your epitaph
or whatever.
That's on your tombstone. Your
eulogy. That's it. All right,
our producer's got the answer.
All right, good job.
We're just hoping we don't have to do our eulogy soon, right? But go ahead. I get it. I've done that too.
Yeah. So I wrote it out.
Yeah.
But you know what it did? It's like living life from that point in time.
Yes.
So like when you're going to leave the planet, write out what people are going to say about you, right?
That's right.
You know, my wife thought I was crazy for doing that. But I thought, hey, honey, well, listen, it's going to give you a heads up if I go first, right?
Yeah, that's a powerful thing to do
because,
you know, we're showing up in life typically not only for ourselves, but we're showing up for other people, our families, our bosses, the community. And how are we hoping that they're perceiving us? And are we taking the actions daily that can become a reality?
Right.
So doing that is a very powerful thing.
Yeah, yeah. But by the way, we're not suggesting you have to go out and do that. But what Steve is saying is that, you know, plans are powerful. And I like what you said. I like the fact that you said, you know, look at your career, look at your relationship, look at your home environment, look at your romance, your financial situation,
your community involvement. So there, and we there's
the Steve. You're so good at this. I bet you this is what you do for a living.
I do some of this. Well, for many years, I helped real estate agents and executives and financial people create plans and business plans and metrics. I do now do that for companies and corporations, and I do it for entrepreneurs, and I do it individually for people to create a life plan, stay on purpose, and create it. And then the most important thing beyond creating is staying accountable to it. How do you daily and weekly stay accountable to what you say you want to create? And then how do you course correct? One of my mentors and friends and who did the forward in the book for me, Brian Tracy, talks about in his books that when a plane leaves San Diego to New York, it's usually on autopilot while it's flying, but it's off course 98% of the time. It just keeps course correcting, and eventually it lands on time in JFK in New York because it was course correcting and it knew its destination.
That's really good because it sounds a lot like my life, right?
Yes, course correct.
And then exactly. Sometimes I'm in the clouds, I can't even see anything, right?
Exactly.
But I'm on autopilot because I know.
That's right.
I know where
you know your course. So if you know what your course is charted for, and if you're even a few degrees off, you correct before you get too far off to the left or the right or south or north.
Exactly. Steve, tell our audience how to get a hold of you, please.
Yeah, best way is thealchemyadvisors.com. TheAlchemyAdvisors.com. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. My email address is steve@steverogerstoday.com, and Rogers does have a D in it. And many people remember me like Captain America, Steve Rogers, who doesn't have a D in it, but I'll always take on Captain America's anytime I could. I love that analogy.
Okay, so I want to ask you this. Okay, I know you that you've spoken all over the world. You've been to Australia, Philippines, Kauai, Lumpur, you know, all over the U.S., right? And you have something called the Lead to Gold formula. What is that?
Yeah. Well, the formula is having your action plan, your daily plan, but it's also then having your 4 B's and your 3 P's. So 3 P's are what are you working on in productivity, profit, and purpose. And profit's not just money. Profit is abundance. So productivity, profit, and purpose, your 3 P's. But then it's your daily scorecard. Every day I'm scoring myself in 4 categories, in my body, my being, my bonds, and my business. And I'm trying to get to 1 point in each of those. So I'm getting to 4 points a day. And at the end of the week, I'm trying to get to 28 points. And I have descriptions in each of those of my body, my being, my bonds, and my business. And that simple formula helps me stay on track and course correct once my life and business plan is created.
Okay, your body, your being, what was the other one?
Body, being, bonds, and business.
In business, yeah. Okay.
So all body right. is your internal and external body. For me, that's staying vegan and working out every day.
Right.
Your being is your connection or higher purpose or higher power. So right. how do you connect to what you call your faith, your purpose?
Right.
Your bonds are your relationship inside and outside your family. And your business is working on your business inside and outside your business.
Wow. Okay. I love that. Well, listen, Steve has a book. It's called From Lead to Gold. And you can find that on thealchemyadvisors.com, From Lead to Gold, An Entrepreneur's Guide Through Transition, Transformation, and Evolution. Now, why have I mentioned that so many times on the show today? Because this book has the power, well, you have the power, but the book has the presence, if you read it, to really transform the way you think, the way you act, and the way your life outpictures, right? So that's why he wrote it. I know. One of the reasons. And so if you get the book, I think you're going to be happy. This is one that I think will really help most people going from lead to gold. Because I'll tell you what, I don't know anybody in my sphere of influence, and I work with a lot of really amazing, wealthy, abundant individuals that don't have a little lead in their life.
Absolutely. I have it still weekly and monthly, but I turn lead to gold as soon as I feel it or see it.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. See, a couple final thoughts here. I know that you have some passions in your life. I know you're passionate about your family, but you also have a nonprofit that you're passionate about. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there's a few of them. One of them is Junior Achievement. Junior Achievement's over a 110-year-old organization that helps students globally learn more about entrepreneurship, self-worth, financial literacy, and I'm a global ambassador helping them with the mindset of self-empowerment. So people like Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Bob Proctor, Mark Thompson, Marshall Goldsmith. We're on a global committee with a gentleman named Brian Sidorsky out of Canada, who's a multi-millionaire, who is fueling this cause to take these works of Think and Grow Rich and all the men and women that I just met, Sharon Lecter's on that as well. And we're offering our curriculum to students in high schools globally. We were just in Mexico City about 3 months ago with 600 students from around the world, helping them on these very practices. So if I can help students at 13 to 19 years old learn about this stuff before they're actually getting out into the work world, that's part of my mission as well.
That's awesome, Steve. Well, you know what? I love what you're doing. I love the book. I like the mission that you're on. And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to invite you back for a little bit of the last segment. Are you available to do that?
Sure, I'll be glad to do that.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
So listen, we're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking about getting the lead out, okay? How do you get the lead out? We all have those challenges. Those days that you just don't want to do anything. We're going to be talking about that when we come back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my face.
Well, I hope this show has brought you up and you are feeling that you are unstoppable, because you are. And you're feeling that you are reconnected with that soul, that spirit that you have inside of you that is totally unstoppable and can come overcome any fear that you may come up with, right? Again, I want to mention our sponsor, Women's Wisdom. They are a group of entrepreneurs that help women to show up at their best. They support one another. They have amazing events once a month here in the San Diego area. You can also find them online at womenswisdom.net. And they are purpose-driven. They're soul-inspired females. If you're a woman that wants to really take your business or to another level, or you just want to hang out with really cool women, this is the place to go. So the show today, The Courage to Fail Forward and Become Unstoppable. I'm going to have Steve come back on here in just a minute. We're going to talk about how to get the lead out. But in the meantime, I want to tell you, I have a new book coming out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It's going to be out in January now. We had a little publication change, but so it will be out in January. And I want to give you a little excerpt about what this book is all about. First of all, I want to tell you this. You know, I kind of covered it in the show. The reason I wrote this book is because a burst of energy is going to get you maybe one courageous action, but that's not going to change any kind of chronic challenges that you have. It takes consistent daily dripping on that until whatever it is changes and you grow and evolve and become all you can be. That's why I wrote the book. It's a book that has daily strategies and wisdom to bring out your gold, to bring out your wisdom, to bring out your brilliance. And that's the way it's structured. There's courageous quotes in the beginning. There's a little wisdom in the body. And then at the end, I'm asking you specific questions to take action. So let me give you a sample. This is day 120, and the quote is this. With courage, a limited being can expand their consciousness into infinite possibilities and achieve their greatest dreams. Success isn't determined by the amount of money or material possessions you have. I know many people who are wealthy and yet poor in spirit, and others who don't have much money and yet are filled with joy. You must determine for yourself the meaning of success, but be careful, because as you define success, you may also be defining your limitations. An example of this would be a person who defines success by having $1 million in the bank. This is a very limited definition of success, which only focuses on money and doesn't take into consideration other areas of life such as physical health, mental aptitude, a peaceful heart, business relationships, friends, family, or the infinite possibilities that are always available. So today, ask, what can I do to expand my definition of what success means to me? 2, what choices can I make that will support me in creating unending success? And 3, as an infinite being with unlimited potential, how can I live what I know? Actions, come up with 3 ways that you can create unending success. That's really what we've been talking about this whole show. It's an inside job. It doesn't, it's so funny, you know, with this world, you turn on the commercials, you turn on TV, you listen to talk shows, you listen to a lot of advice from a bunch of people. But listen, we don't need any more information, do you really? Don't you need a little wisdom? That's really what we're talking about in this show. And, you know, for those of you that have just tuned in, we've given you kind of a small fire hydrant today. But listen, what I want you to know is that you can go back and play this show time and time again. You can forward it to your family, your friends. You know, a lot of you have family members that maybe need a little change, but you're not the one to tell them, right? Have them tune into the show. They'll love it. Listen, I have Steve Rogers in show right now. He wrote the book From Lead to Gold. He's in the show, in studio with me right now. And for those of you on Facebook, you can see him right now, and you give him a shout out, give him a little like there. That'd be great. And he wrote this book because he wants to help others to really transform and change their limitations into unlimited possibilities. I know that. So, Steve, how do we get the lead out? How do we get the lead out? Now, come on. We all wake up in those mornings, man.
Believe me, I have no means have I gotten rid of the lead. I have a daily ritual that I do beyond my 4 B's and my 3 P's. And my daily ritual consists of some form of exercise, meditation, affirmations, and a process that I have to try and kick. And I know when I'm off track, I realize I haven't done my ritual effectively in a day or two. Also, if I'm really getting in lead, I get outside support and help, whether it's from coach, whether it's from someone that I respect that or peer. So I really make sure that I'm reaching out and asking for support and help. And then it's also making sure you're tapping into your higher purpose. And it's usually something even beyond our businesses. So a lot of what you've been talking about sums up, and I've heard you talk about this before, servant leadership. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not being of service to others, what happens is sometimes we realize we hit this glass ceiling and we feel empty and we feel not on purpose. So for me, getting the let out is having commitments that I make to being of service, whether it's junior achievement, whether it's the Rotary, whether it's the community, whether it's to politics, whether it's to the environment, whatever it might be. If you're making a commitment, that helps pull you forward on the days where you're feeling led. So yeah. Servant leadership.
Yeah, that's good. I just plus that too. One of the things that I do is I always find somebody that is, if I'm feeling down, I find somebody else, yeah, right, that I can go and support.
Yeah,
I don't care who it is. It might be my dog.
Yeah,
but
dogs
I go
are
find
great.
Somebody.
Are they the best? I have a golden retriever, and she's the best.
Yeah,
always happy to see me. Always has a smile on her face, and so unassuming, you know, and
that's awesome.
Non-judgmental.
Listen,
there's the other thing too is resistance. There's a quote that I always say is, "Breaking through resistance is the price you pay for the dream you say you want." And I realize now that resistance is part of everything in our life that has any major significance that we want to do. And I used to try and run away from resistance or block. So breaking through resistance is the price you pay for the dream you say you want.
I love
so when
that.
You're feeling that lead, that's when you realize I've got to break through this, because on the other side of that is more power.
Lots more power. Okay, listen. You've got 40 seconds to tell us about your giveaway. What do you got? You got something?
Yes.
For
if you go to my website, thealchemyadvisors.com, there's a free chapter of my book. If you email me after that, and that you want, if you want that chapter, at steve@steverogerstoday.com, I have some additional bonuses, which are all the handouts in that book. And if you're really serious about wanting to dig deeper and you really would like to find out more about me or my company, since I'm on Ken's show, I'm offering a free 30 to 45 minute consultation with people who would like to have a free coaching session. Because of, and I don't usually do that. So, but because of you and all the great work you do and for your great listeners, I thought I would make that available. So if they email me and tell me why they would want that and what their purpose of it would be, I'll see if I can be of value to them.
That's awesome, Steve. Okay. So Steve Rogers, again, it's the Alchemy thealchemyadvisors.com. Thealchemyadvisors.com. Hey, another great show. You know, I hope you'll tell your family and friends and people about this show, because this show continues to grow. People continue to be inspired. They continue to open their minds into new possibilities. I want to let you know that show replays can be, you can find them at voicesofcourage.us or on Facebook by searching Voices of Courage Radio. And if you're so inclined, please, again, let your friends give us a like, or an Instagram like, or a Twitter like. Let us know, okay? We want to know what's up. All right, till next time, find the time to live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. You can do it.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.